Joe Thomas has been an interesting one. He made a play down the field today that, I don't know, maybe he would have made it last year, but it struck me as this guy maybe has taken another step. Is that right?
Well, that's what we keep pushing him. He's got to make those plays. He's been in position. We saw one on tape today, I think, from who was it, the Houston game last year. It was the same play, and it hit off his helmet, you know, and he didn't make it. And those are going to be the steps. Like I said, if you want to show up, you want to make an impact, and you want to stay on the field, you got to make plays at the end of the day. And it was good to see him make them in practice, and that's got to transition into the preseason and season this year.
Guy, so he's with you. You guys cut him. He's over on Dallas's practice squad. How does a guy go from that, not being good enough to be on your team, to becoming the? I mean, he played good football for you last year, and it seems you guys view him as a significant piece over there.
Yeah, there's no doubt it. One of those deals, you guys know how it works. Come cut down time at the end of the summer, end of training camp, and the numbers just didn't work out for him at that point. And really, we got into the season, and we quickly found out that we needed somebody to fill that role as a dime linebacker that year. And we brought him back, and it's really just been his development within that role and consistently doing those things and continuing to grow there. And then last year, by the end of the year, he transitioned into more of a full-time nickel sub type linebacker, and we're hoping that he continues to grow on that role as well.
I was talking to Mike Daniels last week, and you raved a couple times about Jordan Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen with him now? Obviously, he was a kind of a late addition to you guys last year.
I just love the veteran aspect that he brings to the room, and he's has experience, and he's seen some of the things before that other guys in the room haven't yet. It's been great to have him in meetings, having his voice, having him being able to talk about things, being in some different schemes and how he sees it. And I think that really helps the development of the other guys as well, having his veteran voice in there. He's a really competitive guy out on the field, really vocal guy. And he's done a lot of good things coming in this spring, this summer here, after trying to get into the flow of things late last year, and it was tough to bring him along. But he's done a real good job of communicating and bringing some leadership to the group.
What's the next step for Jake Ryan, who I thought had a pretty solid second year for you guys?
I just want him to continue to evolve and really his aspect of understanding the game, understanding where the problems are in each play, how he can make himself better, how he can play downhill and really play the game faster. We talked in the past about his transition, you know, being a college outside linebacker, a guy who played on the line of scrimmage a lot more, in his transition to the inside with his vision, his keys, his understanding, his instincts. And I just want to see all that come together and really see him playing fast and able to trigger and make plays and help us take our game to the next level there.
Scotty, when you looked at the rookie season that Blake had, what did you think? And where do you think he can? We know how conscientious he is and studious he is, but how good do you think he can?
I really think that there's as much upside to Blake as anybody. He's, you know, we know the conscientious stuff, but he does. He's a very efficient mover. He's got good athleticism. Even his physicality, he may not have the big hits, but when he uses his hands and playing in the run, he can definitely get the job done there as well. So he's got a lot going for him. The mental aspect of it, he can play downhill. He understands where his problems are, how to play through them, and he's got a lot of ability physically. And I thought last year, going back to it, I thought he had a very solid rookie season. Maybe he didn't step out the way some expected, but I thought he did a lot of good things. I thought in certain ways, you know what, from our aspect too, I didn't want to put him in too many positions early on where he wasn't able to succeed doing things outside of what a rookie inside linebacker, middle linebacker should be asked to do. I think as he grows this year, depending on the packages and what we do, I look for him to improve in those areas and really be a competitive linebacker on all three downs.
When you go through a long season like last year, such a dramatic finish, does a guy like Blake and these second-year guys, do you see a natural change like, okay, now I get it, about what it takes to play December and January football?
There's no doubt. I think that's been a great for even going back to Jake's class and where what he's been through, the big games that he's been able to be a part of. And I think they realize in a hurry, you know, what it takes from the beginning to the end, the consistent play through the season. But then if you are lucky enough to make it to those next level of games, the high level of competition that exists there and how much more, like I tell them all the time, every rep really counts. You know, you can say what you want even this time of year, but you never know in those big games what's going to be able to click, muscle memory, your understanding, how you see the game, because you need everything in those games. I mean, it's high-level competition. It's high-level coaches, and you've got to really be playing at a high level to be able to succeed in the playoffs.